This is the first page of Underworld by Don DeLillo, read by me, Adrian Short. He speaks in your voice, American, and there's a shine in his eye that's halfway hopeful. It's a school day, sure, but he's nowhere near the classroom. He wants to be here instead, standing in the shadow of this old rust hulk of a structure, and it's hard to blame him. This metropolis of steel and concrete and flaky paint and cropped grass and enormous Chesterfield packs aslant on the scoreboards, a couple of cigarettes jutting from each. Longing on a large scale is what makes history. This is just a kid with a local yearning, but he is part of an assembling crowd, anonymous thousands off the buses and trains, people in narrow columns tramping over the swing bridge above the river. And even if they are not a migration or a revolution, some vast shaking of the soul, they bring with them the body heat of a great city and their own small reveries and desperations, the unseen something that haunts the day, men in fedoras and sailors on shore leave, the stray tumble of their thoughts going to a game. The sky is low and grey, the roily grey of sliding surf. He stands at the curbstone with the others. He is the youngest, at 14, and you know he's flat broke by the edgy, leaning look he hangs on his body. He has never done this before, and he doesn't know any of the others, and only two or three of them seem to know each other. But they can't do this thing singly or in pairs, so they have found one another by means of slidey looks that detect the fellow foolhard, and here they stand, black kids and white kids up from the subways or off the local Harlem streets. Lean shadows, bandidos, 15 in all, and according to topical legend, maybe four will get through for every one that's caught. They are waiting nervously for the ticket holders to clear the turnstiles, the last loose cluster of fans, the stragglers and loiterers. They watched the late arriving taxis from downtown, and the brilliantined men stepping dapper to the windows, policy bankers and supper club swells and Broadway hotshots, high-aured, picking lint off their mohair sleeves. They stand at the curb and watch without seeming to look, wearing the sourish air of corner hangabouts. All the hubbub has died down, the pre-game babble and swirl, vendors working the jammed sidewalks waving scorecards and pennants and calling out in ancient sing-song. Scraggy men hustling buttons and caps, all dispersed now, gone to their roomlets in the beaten streets. They are at the curbstone, waiting. Their eyes are going grim, sending out less light. Somebody takes his hands out of his pockets. They are waiting, and then they go. One of them goes, a Mick, who shouts, "Geronimo!"